Little Leaguers are vying for the state championship this week, and it is down to the final three teams. Now, last weekend, the top four teams from around the state began rallying for the championship title: Williston, Northwest, Bennington, and Connecticut Valley. The 11 and 12-year-old boys played hard on the hottest day of the summer, but in the end, only three teams could advance. It was 93 degrees at Bonfield in Barry, where the four All-Star teams met in double elimination rounds. Game one was a matchup between Northwest and Williston. The Williston boys were optimistic. With a 1-0 lead in the second inning, Williston was off to a good start. But the tide changed in the fourth inning when Northwest player A.J. Dennett stepped up to the plate to pinch hit, and he knocked a single. That hit proved contagious for Northwest. They just kept on hitting, and it was a proud moment for A.J.'s mom, Melissa Davis.
I'm super proud of him for just coming off the bench, stepping up to the plate, and doing what he needed to do to get it started for his team, and they just rallied back.
The Williston fans remained optimistic and hopeful, though.
Go Williston! Go Williston! Go
Marv Tremblay was an umpire at the tournament, and he's been calling balls and strikes at these games for the past decade.
The attitude of the kids is great. It's great to see good baseball in Vermont, and I just enjoy doing it.
Keeping the kids' attitudes positive is a primary goal of Coach Tim Rickert, manager of the Williston All-Stars.
We really try to encourage the kids to keep their head in the game, to stay focused, and we don't think it's helpful to get down on them and to be correcting them during a game. It's the game time is the time to play.
The coaches worked hard to keep the boys' spirits up as they faced a tough loss to Northwest with a final score of 7-1. It was a big win for Northwest manager Travis Myers.
You know, this is a great feeling. After a big win, our boys have worked hard all year long. And to come out and play what we call Northwest baseball, which is good defense, timely hitting, and, just good baseball, it feels good. And feels good as a coach to see that.
Despite Northwest's win, Williston mom Lindsay O'Brien knew the team could come back given the double elimination format.
They can always come back.
11-year-old Mason Barron knew what the team needed for a win.
So I think we just have to come out hard and finish strong.
And that's just what the Williston team did, scoring a 5-0 shutout against Bennington in Game 3. Now the competition is down to the final three. Williston will play Northwest, and the winner of that matchup will take on Connecticut Valley. And those teams go on to find out who goes on to the regionals in Bristol, Connecticut.